Peter Physical Man by Immense Tillers was created in 1984 using polymer paint, charcoal and pencil on 168 canvas boards. The small rectangular canvases are arranged in a grid 12 deep by 14 across to form the larger picture, which measures 304 by 532 centimetres. Tillers appropriates Italian artist Giorgio de Chirico's work, Archaeologist, (1926), combines it with charcoal drawings inspired by illustrations in Latvian children's books, and layers the painting with full-sized handprints like those found in Aboriginal rock art. The painting features a large faceless figure reclining on their right elbow, facing the left of the work. Like Alice in Wonderland, who becomes too big after eating or drinking, this figure is also forced to lie down to fit within the room, which has a tiled floor and a large square column in the left rear corner. A moulded cornice runs around the upper edge of the walls, joining the ceiling, and wall-panelled wainscoting completes the embellishment of the interior. The trunk of the semi-reclining figure is made up of ruins from the classical past. Scrolled capitals of ancient columns enhance the chest. Other broken columns, arched colonnades, and tilted plinths form the front of the body. In the lap of the figure rests a rectangular pool, featuring two sets of breaking waves. The left arm of the figure is outstretched, reaching across the middle of the painting, wrists supported by a large rectangular shape, forefinger pointing towards knees which are folded beneath. The cloak is pushed back over the shoulders and falls to cover the knees and legs on the left. To the right it is pinned to the floor beneath the body, forearm and the right hand. Halfway up the left wall, Chirico is written in white, echoing the original artist's signature. Painted in browns, blues and greys, there are also flashes of purple, red oxide and small hits of yellow. The brushstrokes are large and fluid. In areas, this transitions to paint being directly applied with the fingers. The background panels of the paintings are covered with discrete handprints, fingers generally pointing upwards, and some of these panels are also covered in thin blue washes of paint, which resembles a spidery, vein-like texture, akin to branched underwater corals or marbling. Many of the individual smaller canvases have been squared up into grids with faint pencil lines and populated with additional painted motifs and charcoal sketches. The featureless head of the large figure is elliptical, shaped like a football. In the area of the right ear, a grasping hand reaches downwards. A small man with a rope tied around his middle scales the line of the gigantic chin. Where the nose might be, a creature dives out of a sash window. Beneath the chin, a smaller panel in charcoal depicts a room full of naked people piled one on top of another, as in a wild battle. Some hold shields, others wield spears or ride horses. Further to the left, a shield appears plunged into the earth like a tombstone. Within this larger composition, many smaller images, too numerous to catalogue, jostle to be acknowledged. Nightmare and storybook images abound amongst the more everyday pictures, which coalesce, filling the in-between spaces of the figure. Amongst the brown subterranean images, a cartwheeling open scissors is joined with many similar-sized limbs. A man is washed away in a torrent of water, gushing from an overlarged nozzle. A woman is sawn in half. An empty wooden cross is draped with cloth that hangs from large nails. In the middle of the work stands a lone, wolf-like creature. To the left is a young girl stranded on a snow bridge in the rectangular pool. Hands raised to her mouth, a small basket to her right. Some of the small canvas boards are also individually numbered in the upper right corner. Room sheet text. Since the 1970s, Immense Tillers' work has examined appropriation, reconfiguring a range of existing ideas and historical imagery. In 1981, Tillers began to develop a process of painting on multiple canvas board panels, which form large-scale gridded works when connected. The individual panels are numbered from 1 to infinity and are understood to be part of a continually expanding whole titled The Book of Power. Paterphysical Man was shown alongside the works of Mike Parr and Ken Unsworth in the 1984 exhibition An Australian Accent at PS1 New York. The large figure references the Italian artist Giorgio de Chirico's Archaeologist, (1926), as well as Latvian children's books and handprints found in Aboriginal rock art. This is the end of the audio description.